everybody, I'm here to say that Danish and O'Neill can make it day. I said, that's the truth, it's no lies, so humble on the ride, don't feel shin high. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and don't forget to say, hey, what up, Pete? Be a beach pony that's true and blue, B-22, we still coming for you. So raise your hands, put them in the air, you know we hold it down like Seagulls hair. At the park, or at the bay, or in the sauna at the YMCA. Energy like I'm ill, man, but please don't make me kill, man. Don't make me call up GSP, don't make me call up Mickey Mayne, don't make me call the Daz Man. They're gonna find you in trash cans, right outside of the Minute Clinic. The show's starting, y'all, so sit and listen.
Yeah. Sit and listen, folks.
That speaker sound weird to
you?
Yeah,
it sounded really weird because when you were doing it, I looked at you and then you looked at me and I was like, was it not on?
It's on. It just sounds dim.
It sounded really weird.
I don't know what that's about.
Very sure. We're a high-tech show over here.
Yeah, we got to talk to our sound guy in the booth.
Dude, do you know that Lance Armstrong has a fucking podcast?
I did not, no.
I didn't either.
What's it called?
I'm not even going to promote it. Because it is, I'm gonna say this now. If I could bet DSI for the worst podcast I've ever heard in my life, it would be the Lance Armstrong podcast.
He's fallen so far from grace.
He interviews people now, but he has no interest in anybody's life whatsoever.
It's just all about him,
dude. It sounds like, say you went. I listened to an interview with this porn star chick, which I don't know. Hypothetically, if I were in a make-believe world, I would say maybe he was boning her.
Really?
Maybe, this is not true. This is in a fantasy world of allegedlies.
He went from Shania Twain to his podcast.
Do you know that fucking chick? She's like Middle Eastern, Mia something.
Oh,
she did like porn for like 3 months.
Khalifa? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
He had her. Evidently, they're good friends. What is he, like 50? She's like 22.
Where do those two meet?
Fuck, who knows, man. But he is the most awkward fucking guy. And he also is on his phone. Then he's on his computer. It's like you were listening to a person who went on a first date, a blind date, like a Tinder meetup, and realized how uninterested they were in that person. And that's what these two people was like listening to that.
He should get into porn with the one ball. It's a real... I wouldn't be that shocked, to be honest.
If he got into porn?
Which is a guy who loves like the limelight, you know, and he's had such a fall from grace.
Well, it's funny to me is here's a guy, you would have thought that he would have some charisma or something, but he has zero. He offers zero.
You get him off that bike, he's got no powers.
He's got nothing. He's stripped. Maybe he needs to be on like a stationary bike while he's doing it.
And people will be like, wow, this guy's fascinating.
I'd rather listen to him do like a... They're both riding bikes next to each other
naked.
And listen to
naked,
a podcast
no
interview.
Seat. If you sit down, it goes up your ass.
But I think he was like, how can I cash in on whatever, my infamy? He also brought it up and then kind of brushed it off like really? This was a big deal?
An old comedy comrade of ours, Todd Munson. The Munson rode bikes with Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong pushed him up a hill.
And Munson's not the most svelte guy in town.
But he could ride.
He could ride and he could run marathons with no training. He was Bert Kreischer before Bert Kreischer.
He was like the pro level Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, he was like...
Same shape, same body
same
shape.
Same physique. But he was a hell of a bike rider.
Yeah.
He would go to a bar where you'd get drunk and then ride like some bizarro stationary, like 10-speed stationary bike, like against an opponent, like one-on-one.
He always was like, if I ride 100 miles this weekend, I can eat a whole pie by myself at the end.
And then he went to a chili cook-off with his girlfriend. He shit his pants at a bus stop in Santa Monica.
I think I brought this up before, but now it doesn't look so bad for Munson that Lance Armstrong was pushing him up a hill while he was riding because he was fucking doping.
He was, doing all sorts of stuff. I read Lance Armstrong's book when he was still a beloved figure.
I love...
And the doctors are like, we've never seen anything like this before. And they're like, oh, this is why.
I listened to this NPR interview about that guy that pursued him for like 12 years.
Yeah.
No, the journalist who said he was a cheat.
Did
he ruin
that guy's life?
Yeah. And not only that, but the guy's daughter died. And then Lance Armstrong was like, in a book he wrote, he had his fucking ghostwriter put this that like, let's be honest, this guy, I mean, his daughter died. I mean, are we all that surprised about that, considering who this guy is?
What does that mean?
And then the ghostwriter talked to the journalist. He goes, I actually toned it down for what he really fucking said.
That guy should be allowed to, like, kick Lance in the balls.
They had to pay
800,
money.
800 times.
The place that he worked for, Lance sued them and got a fucking settlement for defamation of character. And I don't know if they get, if he has to pay that back. I don't know whatever happened with that.
Whoever came up with those Livestrong was a marketing genius, because then every disease followed suit. We saw those were around for like...
They're still.
10... Well, I'm saying the Livestrong, you know, like...
Well, Livestrong's now just a website and a thing. Like, yeah. It's taken on its own.
They like do like fitness advice and all this other stuff.
But if you want to see what a guy... What a bad, bad podcast is. I'm telling you. I've never listened to more uninteresting discussions. She had an interesting story. She got into porn. She totally regretted it. She did like 80 movies in 3 months. Like, there's a lot to work with there.
Should we get Bushman on the show?
Oh, Bush and Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
Bushman might walk out.
I love to ride bikes. Oh, yeah. I was on the Liberian team the year they got in the fight with the Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah. I beat Lance Armstrong. I had a BMX bike. He had 10 speed.
Let me test the speaker. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
It's muffled.
So, sounds very dim.
Is
one side out or something?
Wait, flip it around. You're going the wrong side.
No, this is the speaker side.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. They got out of the speaker side?
I don't know what's going on.
This is my first rodeo.
I don't know, man.
What's happening?
Whatever. We can figure it out. We only need it for the end. If people make it to the end, then
something's
get like a muffled song.
Here. Speaking of bike riding, I forget who it was. I apologize. On Twitter, Eric Heitz gave an update. He is hitting the road. He said bike or on foot. So I don't know if he's predicting his usual antics.
Wait, bike on foot? He's starting in Florida. He's ending up in fucking La Jolla.
Yeah. We said he's going to be in Santa Monica one day.
Santa Monica.
We may want to go visit him.
I think Santa Monica's his final resting,
get an interview.
His final resting spot.
We should get an interview. And then at the end be like, Dana Shin O'Neill. And he'd be like, oh, you get out of here, guys.
Dude, we should do it. And we should, you know what we should do? Shit on the Dana Shin O'Neill podcast to him and be like, have you heard what these guys are saying? We don't support them. And at the end, say thank you for being on the Dana Shin O'Neill podcast.
He'd be like, really, guys? Come on.
Dude, by the way, we'll be fucking 50 years old by the time he makes it to Santa Monica on his bike.
I don't know if he's going to make this journey.
I couldn't make it on a bike, and I could at least ride a bike.
Without
blowing the tires out.
Oh, the heights. We'll see. I'm not. Betsy Asai should do. Will he finish the ride?
That's actually pretty good.
And like by what
email?
By what date? By end of this year?
If there would be enough people that probably bet on it that they could just put it on just for us.
Yeah, I'll see. I'll email. I'll ask. Might as well.
Also, let's take a fucking poll of listeners who would bet on ice.
Yeah, hit us
up over under on it.
Twitter or email me at
never finishes this year.
Yeah,
finishes next year.
Do you even count this as finishing?
How many times does he quit?
Will his wife leave him anyway, even though he says he's riding this for her?
Will the doctor say that he can't go on?
Speaking of heights, I've saw my 600-pound life is running into a problem. A lot of their stars are dying.
I saw that. I saw a headline that said, and I was like, oh, shocker. Here.
When you get into business with 600-pounders or your stars, you got to be careful.
But what do they need him back for, the reunion shows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not just
going to.
But I think
done with
some may be multiple seasons, though.
They have some real gems in there.
Well,
I got
to
want
to see him keep
you.
Going.
They have some real gems.
Like, you're like, what will happen next? Will they get to 800 pounds? Will they get down to 500?
The good news is their enablers usually live a long time. So they'll live to enable another 600 pounder.
Yeah, or if they're a feeder, they'll find some other. Person willing to go the distance.
Yeah, they'll go in there. So, I mean, I think you're never going to... I feel like there's enough 600-pounders, unless they're worried that they're running out of 600.
Well, also, there's 400-pounders who are, you know, like the new draft class. They'll ultimately end up at 6. You know, they're eyeing the talent. Yeah. They're recruiting. They're like, you know, what's your diet? Do you think you'll be at 600 in a few years?
It's basically their farm league.
Yeah, can you eat up to
Do you
get
think they
there?
Have scouts or like, we got this guy. He's about 490 now, but we think in a year he'll easily be pushing 600.
He's been struggling. His girlfriend left him.
It's just not.
He lives next to a Sizzler buffet.
It's TLC scouts at all the Ye Country old buffets.
I wonder what Jared Fogle's weight is up to in prison. Think he's just like 400 pounds
I don't
again?
Know. Dude, I saw, you know, Edward Furlong, the guy from Terminator 2?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a solid, like, 230.
Really? He was short.
Huge, dude.
He was a small man.
I felt bad. I mean, he's a kid actor. God knows what he fucking went through. Probably got molested.
Delivered groceries to him once, I believe, or he answered
the
door.
Well, then you were an enabler, dude.
Yeah. He asked if I could feed him with a shovel.
He's like, can you put this down my beer bong?
I said, yeah, I'm going to blend up all the food you got and I can shove it in your mouth.
Well, he's definitely.
We're going to have a call-in next week. Matt, who delivered his own fan of the listener to the show.
Yeah, this is a crazy story.
Delivered his own baby on his bathroom floor. I guess listened to the podcast while he cleaned up the aftermath.
Oh, I thought you were going to say listen to figure out how he could deliver this baby.
Yeah, I don't remember that episode. We may have done it. John Little was on. Don't use a goddamn seatbelt if you're going to drive to the hospital giving birth.
You know what? The law says you need a doctor there while you're delivering a baby. What are you, a fucking pussy?
I don't know. I was shocked at how many people were like, John, I'm anti-seatbelt as well online. Is he starting a movement? He's going to start the anti-seatbelt movement.
I saw a guy who was like, my dad never wore. Their grandpa, somebody.
No, it was Johnny High said his friend's father.
Oh, his friend's father.
Would have died had he been wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah,
that's like
right.
One in a million. Yeah. It's so many the other way. If like if you hadn't been wearing one, you would have been done.
Dude, there's always an exception to the rule. But that's why you know about it, because you never hear about the millions of lives that were saved by seatbelts.
Yeah, I was shocked at the outpouring of support. People wanted him to start his own podcast to get his ideas out there.
I mean, at first I was alarmed at the number of people that supported his anti-smoke detector bill that he's trying to push through Congress. But the seatbelt thing was, I don't know what's crazier. I think the smoke alarm might actually be crazier.
I think it just shows the charisma of John Little, that what the idea is he can get out there.
He always said he could be a good cult leader.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got the beginnings. Outlandish ideas. He's got people who are willing to listen.
I saw him go up the other night.
How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Doing his clean cruise material?
Yeah, of course. He was doing his great, that you know, his bit that we love, the fake titties bit. But
really?
Dad behind the fake titties.
Really?
I'm not gonna spoil it for everyone.
Was he wearing white boat cruise pants? Hey, ahoy, guys. How you doing?
He dressed just like, who's the black guy in Love Boat?
Oh, Isaac?
Yeah, he dressed just like him.
I'm going to stand on a waterbed. I need to get the motion here of water.
he had a waterbed on stage. He's like, you know, when it gets a little rocky, you got to be able to roll with it.
Yeah, who knows what's happening?
He only eats at buffets now because he wants to get in condition. He was only porking disgruntled housewives.
I'd like to see John Cruise on the boat cruise tour.
He's starting to think now, though, that the clean material might not be worth it.
Knowing John, I don't know if clean material is in his wheelhouse, but who knows?
Hey, good news is he only has to come up with an hour of it.
Yeah, so he's on the right track.
Which only takes, 10 years to get like a good first hour?
Speaking of boat cruises, this, I think, will appeal to a lot of people who not a lot, well, some people go on them. This is USA Today. KFC is continuously pushing the envelope when it comes to just what they're doing. It's very bizarre. The first, remember they had the fire log in your house?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So now they're trying to get branded jacuzzi shaped like the bucket of chicken.
Wait, isn't that just the natural shape of a jacuzzi?
But it's just a promotion, I guess, if you have it.
And the inside's probably painted the colors, red and white.
It's grease, so you burn your whole body. It fries
God.
You. And the outside, I'll show you the outside. But instead of coming up with this with their own money, they're a corporation, they're doing an Indiegogo campaign to like help get
fuck you guys.
It's like, how dare you?
Hey,
use your own money.
We know you guys love these KFC jacuzzis. It's like, how about you help us pay for them?
How about you fucking come out of the pocket?
Dude, what a fucking bunch of shitheads. This is the shittiest thing I've ever heard.
When did corporations start? Here it is.
Let me see it. It just looks like an above ground pool that's shaped like a KFC bucket. Dude, what? So basically,
if you get this, by the way, it is the ultimate.
If you support them on Indiegogo,
but
how
if
many
you
people?
Get this in your yard, you're the ultimate trash.
Just, oh, yeah.
Marinating in a chicken fucking broth.
By the way, you could paint your whatever you have that color, an existing pool.
You could make, easily make this yourself.
Click on that Indiegogo. See how many people have supported it.
Okay.
I think KFC is probably going to put in some starter money to make it look like, a lot of people have been contributing. But I don't fucking believe it.
Let's see here.
I don't believe it at all. Dude, that is crazy. You pay them and then you still advertise for them?
Yeah, to like you pay
this
them.
This is some sort of crazy fucking psychology trick they're trying to pull.
Here we go. It says like a KFC bucket, but bigger and filled with soothing hot water.
Oh, that's what a jacuzzi is?
They've raised $335.
Yeah.
Of $46,683.
What do they need $40,000
for? 25 days left.
It usually will give By the you way, a... Is a, there a breakdown of it?
It's a wood-fired heating technology. Capacity for 5 fried chicken-loving people. Hi-yo. Full 360 degrees of Kentucky Fried Chicken branding. Oh, really?
By the
way,
it would probably fit 8 non-fried chicken-loving people.
Yeah. And 1 Eric Heitz and 4 others.
Wait, so what does it say at the bottom? Isn't their bottom usually give like a breakdown where the money's going to go?
They have like a little blurb about
okay,
about
fuck
it.
That. Fuck these people.
It said it's rugged craftsmanship, product details.
Yeah, but you have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
So what do they need the fucking money for?
To develop it, I guess.
To develop a technology that's been around for 500 years?
They have an innovations lab. They said founded in 2019. It's dedicated to bringing new ideas to life through crowdfunding. It has a collection of innovative offerings. What else are they offering?
Hey, you know what?
KFC dildos shaped like a chicken wing. Shove it in your ass.
Do you know that Chase Bank is also, they're doing a jacuzzi also? And you can go on there and support them.
As is the Dodgers.
Crowdfunding it. Yeah. What do you, fuck you guys. Fuck you, KFC. Not that I've only eaten there twice in my whole life, but I'll never go back.
I ever have. They have the KFC limited clothing line, the Colonel Sanders cat climber. The Colonel Sanders pool floaty. What
they
this?
Pay Norm MacDonald do the fucking commercial?
I don't know.
Probably like $500,000. So
use your own fucking money. The Colonel is rolling in his fucking KFC gray coffin over this usage of money.
Dude, if it was Roscoe's chicken and waffles, then I'd be like, all right, I see why they would need the support. I actually might buy a jacuzzi from them. But KFC, go fuck yourself. You're a fucking international chain.
Yeah. I mean, imagine McDonald's was like, hey, guys, help us raise money. We need to get Grimace a new tank top.
Yeah, we only make billions a year.
We need Ronald to get new face paint because it's not cheap, everybody. It's like, you're a fucking corporate. Figure it out,
dude,
man.
I think this makes KFC look terrible. It makes them look like they don't have enough money to fucking design a goddamn
but why
jacuzzi.
Why even need it? It has nothing to do with your business. Why even bother with
dude,
it?
Dude, they've got
to
branch out, man.
This is
they
crazy.
Know that health. Healthy eating is eventually going to shut them down. So you know what they're going to be? I guarantee you in like 50 years, people will be wait, like, what? KFC used to be a fast food chain? I thought they only made hot tubs.
I have a KFC car. It says
I'm wearing KFC socks right now.
It says you can also back a smart cane remote for if you get too fat from eating their chicken, a picnic with the Colonel, a little Colonel locator, and the Colonel on ice skating show. None of these have come close to reaching their goals. So they're just trying to raise fucking publicity, I guess. This is insane.
Dude, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's like whoever you're doing to have marketing, you may want to get somebody else.
I would, again, now, I would not eat here. Not that I would anyway, but if it was a last resort sort of situation.
Yeah, go to Chick-fil-A.
I'll go somewhere else.
Go get your chicken. Go to chicken and get the chicken in the bag at the fucking grocery store and not these fucking jamokes trying to peddle this horseshit. Idiots.
The KFC fucking... There's got to be at least one guy who's bought every single item that they've been
or
selling.
Who's like, I've donated to every one, and none of them are gonna see the light of. Do you get your money back, or if they don't make the money on Indiegogo, or does KFC get the money?
I think if they don't reach their goal, you get refunded. I believe that's how it used to be.
By the way, KFC employees are probably like 50% of the people donate, you know, like I'll donate $5.
KFC employees?
Yeah.
I would say that they're the last people. They're like,
I'm saying
fuck
like they're,
this
they're marketing people. Like the people responsible. Not
you
like,
mean for that $300?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that they like, took a corporate fund and were like, we need to
tip in $20.
I got to be honest with you. I thought it would already be up like 10,000. Like they would already make it look like a ton of people have contributed.
Yeah.
But 300, I'm a little shocked that they didn't even throw. You know how. You like Warner Brothers Music, they used to buy like 100 million views on a video.
Yeah.
To make it look like, hey, it's this popular. And then they would get another 300 million on there. Yeah. I thought that would be the system they would go for.
Idiots.
I mean, what is next? What is Walmart going to start crowdsourcing shit?
Target? I don't know. Where does it stop? Arby's? I mean, Arby's you would get almost.
I got I could see them struggling.
You'd be like, all right, I'll give money for fucking whatever.
By the way, I would never give money to anything Arby's is developing unless it was some sort of like the ultimate at-home blowjob machine or something.
H. John Benjamin, the voice of Bob and Bob's Burgers, among other things.
Also Archer,
spokesman of Arby's.
I know. I was shocked when I heard it. I go, wait, what?
Crazy to see.
Do they? I'm sure they gave him a
the price was right, but yeah. It's still crazy to see.
I know when I heard that.
They don't even say his
Archer.
Name, but it's just the voice. They like, no, you'll know who it is.
What a crazy, he has a great fucking voice. That's his regular voice.
So distinct.
You almost can't listen to interviews with him because all I picture is Archer.
Oh yeah, or Bob. Yeah, it depends which one you watch. Let's keep it in the fast food arena. This is from Bill. I think this is Buffalo Bill
this
Affleck.
Is fast and loose.
This reminds me of our old job. Former pizza shop employee in Massachusetts, my neck of the woods, accused of trying to rob his old workplace. So this guy goes in wearing a ski mask, carrying what turned out to be a fake gun. He walks into Northeast Pizza and Bar, which I've never heard of. Surveillance video shows the man climbing over the counter, forcing one of the workers to help him open the register. The employees come, like, wrestle him to the floor. They hold him there until the cops arrive.
And do they ever take his mask off and realize that it's, hey, that's Tim.
Is that you? Like, white men can't jump. I was just frozen in my tracks. I didn't have time to think about a plan or anything like that, so I just reacted. Pizza shop worker Trevor Kosla said in an interview. So when the cops took the guy's mask off, they recognized him as their ex-manager.
That sounds like something that would happen to the comedy store.
They're like, what are you doing here? I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Ted.
What?
We're just talking about you.
What the fuck?
We're like, what happened to Ted? I hope he's doing all right. Evidently not.
So that's the suspect told police the robbery was meant to be a joke.
Dude, the greatest excuse that ever.
A joke? Dude,
come on, guys.
Yeah, so I killed someone. It was a joke.
It was a prank.
Loosen up. If I had gotten the money, I would have given it back. That's part of the joke.
Dude, there's a guy over there filming with his iPhone. We're going to put it on YouTube.
We used to do stuff like this when I worked here all the time.
You guys weren't here when I was managing, but ask some of the old crew. They know that I was just joking around.
Some of my other jokes included killing an ex-girlfriend.
A rape. I raped somebody as a joke once.
I would grab people's tits, customers.
Yeah.
All the time. All bits.
I would take a dump and I would put it in the salads.
I cut somebody's finger off and deep fried it and put it on a pizza.
I molested a child.
You guys don't get my sense of humor.
It's like, guys, you know what? There's a reason I quit working here. It's because nobody got me.
I quit. You didn't fire me. They're like, you're fucking
dude,
insane.
What's this guy's dating profile look like? Must be into extreme jokes. Like robbery.
Fake attempted robberies. Armed robberies.
What a
it's
fucking
a
idiot.
Joke. Then why were you wearing a fucking ski mask?
Dude, it's because he commits. He's that deep.
What are you guys wrestling me to the ground for? This is a fucking bit.
Let me up.
Jesus.
He had a gun? It said he had a gun?
He had a gun. He said it was fake, though, which is part
it
of
it. It is fake.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, it's a fake gun.
What are you doing? Look at this gun.
Tina, what are you doing?
This barely works.
It's just a little new guy hazing.
And so then we head to Tennessee. This is from Brandon and Johnny.
So what happened? So that guy's getting faced, armed robbery.
Yeah, an assault.
Hell of an expensive joke.
Yeah, it's a great prank. His pranks really cost him the price.
Do you think when he gets out, he'll try to reapply for his old job at the pizza place?
Yeah, I think that's part of his joke, is to keep going with it. And then rob him again. Hey, I'm back. It's a callback.
No big deal.
Callback robbery, guys. What are you freaking out about? Tennessee man got jailed. Felony charges.
Also, before we move on, do you think that he conjured up that excuse beforehand? He's like, if I get caught.
No.
Or is he a guy who's a winner who's like, I'll never get caught. And then it was just spur of the moment.
Well, I'm thinking spur of the moment. But the more I think about it, he seems like the guy who's like, you want to fuck? And the woman's like, what? He's like, it's a joke, man. Oh, yo, come on. Are you crazy? But if they said yes, he'd be like, let's
he's
fuck.
Down.
Yeah.
So you think, I'll use the toy gun. And if I get caught, I'll be like, dude, this is a prank.
And I used to work here. These guys all know me. What do you think? I'm crazy? But they're like, dude, they had to wrestle you to the floor and hold you down.
Kids, if you're listening out there, best not to use pranks that involve fake guns and robbing people.
Armed robbery. But so that one didn't turn out well. This guy, Tennessee Pizza Delivery.
Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo?
I don't think it's him. 31-year-old named Howard Matthew Webb. Sounds like a maniac. He works for something called Dinner Delivered. I think it's one of those companies that like drives to a restaurant, picks
like
up
the Grubhub.
Food. Yeah. So whatnot. Apparently he was working, he was delivering Mexican food. And I guess he said this, so he made a video and he posted it online. He said, this is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive. So he must have gone before to this place. And he dipped his nutsack in the salsa.
And he videoed it.
Videoed, posted it. Felony charges now to dip your balls in salsa.
So what was his thinking? Like, hey, no.
Another prank.
Yeah, but you fucking...
Why would you video it?
You fucking dumbass. Why wouldn't you just do it for your own personal...
You're 31.
Just do it for your own personal amusement and move on.
If you're going to do that, which neither of us... I can speak for myself. I never dip my balls in anything.
No matter how much I hate it, I never mess with anyone's food. That's karma, baby. You don't want that shit coming back.
And now a felony. He's getting...
I never messed with anybody's food.
They're calling
food.
What's the charge? It's a weird name.
I've never heard of getting a felony charge.
He was charged adulteration of food. I've never heard of that in my life, but apparently if you dip your sack.
Wait, where is this? Tennessee?
Tennessee.
I could see them having some pretty intense laws when it comes to like sexuality and food.
He lost his job.
Really? I wouldn't have thought. Thought that'd be a strike one.
Yeah.
Two more.
Hey, we warned you.
And you're fucking out of here. That's terrible for the business.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use it.
Who's going to trust it?
Also, I don't know what to tell you, man.
It also could burn your sack, by the way.
Yeah, what if it was extra spicy?
It could have really backfired.
Habanero salsa?
Yeah, what if he was allergic to something in there and his sack really got inflamed like Bert Kreischer's after your trip to Utah?
That's true.
Maybe he was dipping his sack in salsa.
But he just blamed it on the hot tub?
The old salsa.
All the salsa we ate was dead Bert's balls in it?
What is that, salsa sack? Get over here.
Dude, actually, that's what Bert should do instead of Bert's beat. You like Bert's balls? Like a lip balm?
Oh, like a ball?
Like Bert's bees, like natural.
But it's all food smelling?
Moisturizing
like
stuff.
Steak smelling
steak
salve.
Fries.
Steak fry smelling salve for your balls.
Yeah.
And he could do it for guys who are overweight, who are trying to run marathons and like be athletic.
Bert Kreischer, if you're listening, which I know you are.
Yeah, every episode.
Bert's balls.
He actually plays it on the loudspeaker outside of his bus so everyone can hear it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. He said he
like
was.
Like a 1960s election.
He said he started doing it. He actually sits with a lawn chair on the roof of his tour bus with a megaphone just hailing us.
Yeah, which is nice. It's we're touched by it.
He still says that 5.5 hour, this is his quote, that was a grand slam.
Wow.
One of the highest fucking, or most listened to and the fastest people downloaded.
I see people every now and then ask for us to come back, but I think it's just we set the bar too high. How do you top it?
We did it. We were on like five times
in a year. Sleep over his house? Do you marry his wife for a while? Do you raise his kids? Where do we go from here?
We do a pool cast. Everybody's in the pool.
That's true. And I do want to race Bert because he's hailing himself as a swimmer.
Dude, somebody's got I'm sure they must have it, but some sort of underwater mic or something. Because when we were doing that hot tub cast, it's actually a good idea.
The waterproof microphone?
Yeah, but your mind wasn't on that podcast because you were worried about dipping the cords in the water. Everything was getting real wet.
Were they Ari's cords?
Yeah.
I would have broken it just to spite him.
At the end, just throw all his equipment in the
water. You know he would have done it. I'll buy you a new one. You're like, dude, why would you do that? Hey, I couldn't resist it.
He probably would.
The guy who smashed a birthday cake brought to him by a waitstaff at a comedy club and asked why. I could have not. I wanted to eat it.
At what age is it? Are you too old to do it?
I think now.
You know why? He doubled down because he's still haunted by that Bert. The Bert, something's burning where Bert said, look at these beautiful burgers, and Ari did not slap them.
It was the plate that got away.
I think that could have put a rift in the relationship between Bert and Ari.
Well, him and Ren is easy. If you haven't seen it, first watch our episode of Something's Burning.
Watch it twice, and then you watch.
Yeah, and then go to Ari and Ren is easy. They were throwing meat in Bert's pool, which he didn't seem happy about, to be honest.
Well, no.
Why would you be happy about it? You're a grown man. You're like, why am I being hazed by these other guys who I consider friends?
Renazizi will like, he'll jump on board with Ari.
Yes.
Like, if we threw meat in Renazizi's pool at his house, he'd fucking, he wouldn't like it.
Yeah, he would be like, what are you doing? Because you're like, well, you're at a friend's
house.
Also,
if Ari was doing that and I was there, I'd be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, what, are you not going to go with the bit? What are you doing?
I'm not going to go with the fucking
you're
bit.
You're ruining the show? You're ruining the cut? Give me a cut here? Fucking idiot. Who sent me this one? This is a good one. This is Jeremy.
By the way, there's a gentleman that's listening from Valparaiso, and his girlfriend's from Valparaiso.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy who said he's the 219er.
Yeah.
Brian, I believe.
Brian, yeah.
He heard us on Bert.
Okay. 219 for life, brother.
Yeah, he said, and then we have, I didn't realize this, we have another fan from Stockton.
Oh.
Jerry McFly's rival.
Oh.
I was unaware that we had he doesn't live there anymore.
Jerry McFly sent a story, something going on, another story from Stockton.
Yeah, didn't I've had a lot.
I clicked on it, I can't remember now.
I got to check on my Twitter. I've had a lot coming in, coming out.
I can't remember, yeah. There's three guys who are charged with like 1,100 counts of bestiality that we're probably going to have to cover. Might take a whole episode.
This is from Jeremy. For some reason, his alias is Howard Moon. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure how, but... Jeremy, a.k.a. Howard Moon.
Howard Moon.
Jeremy, if that is not your alias, I apologize.
Maybe Jeremy's his alias. Maybe Howard Moon's the real man.
This is from the Metro. I think Jeremy lives in the U.K., but I have no idea. It could be. I thought White Bread was from Canada. It turns out he's from Arizona.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
It's trickery.
So have you ever heard of autosexual, the term? Before this, never heard of it.
What does it mean that you just come like when the wind blows?
Autosexual means it's the idea of being sexually attracted to yourself.
Isn't that just extreme narcissism?
And you can also, and it can also come with being auto-romantic, experiencing the relationship with yourself as romantic.
Dude, actually, that'd be the greatest thing to be, where you're like, I just love my...
But what if you break up, though?
We're probably not going to.
I gotta move out.
Like, oh, what if
you start hating yourself?
Or you meet like a young lady and you have sex with her, and then yourself's like, how could you do this?
Yeah, you're devastated. Like your ego's fucked. You're like, I thought I was the best ever. Turns out other people.
I don't know. This actually sounds pretty good.
So it can
just like love jerking off more than anything in the world.
It says it can mean being turned on by your own look and your own nudity.
This is insane.
Getting butterflies when you think about yourself. Being excited to spend time alone. You're like, oh, when these people leave, it's on. I can't wait to fucking beat myself.
I can't wait to beat my meat. Listen, are we supposed to accept this? Is this now a term?
I think they're trying to get it in to the rest of the sexual stuff.
Dude, you're just an asshole.
Who likes fingering your own asshole.
Yeah, or pussy.
It says you also masturbate to the idea of yourself.
Yeah, you're a psycho. You're a lunatic.
If you like looking in the mirror while you're jerking you're insane. Yeah, dude,
I don't want to look anywhere except on a porno.
You don't want any eye contact with
yourself. I'll turn off the lights.
I said it's all the feelings you get for a potential new suitor, but for yourself.
Wait, on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's like you love it.
Every time you walk by, I will say this. Have you ever gone to the mall? Like you're in a fucking Nordstrom rack and you just see some chick staring in the mirror, finger banging yourself.
Yeah, it's happened. I've
seen
some
dude beating it in the aisle.
Yeah, or like someone's like, can you leave? I just need to be alone.
Yeah, I got a fucking... I just saw myself and I got a huge boner.
I got crazy butterflies. I don't know what's going to happen when you leave here.
Oh.
Gia Vitale.
This is why you don't shake people's hands, because you don't know who's been fucking shoving their thumbs up their asshole because they love themselves.
Gia Vitale, I don't know if she's related to Dick Vitale. She's autosexual and autoromantic. She also is engaged to get married to herself after proposing in March 2017.
Dude, you
congratulations,
asshole.
After becoming aware of her sexuality at the age of 7, pretty early debut. She didn't explore her feelings until she was in college.
She didn't explore, like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
She was in love with herself even back then when she was 7.
I guess.
But she never was like, oh, I'm going to finally do this.
She said after she had to unlearn her preconceived notions about relationships and the idea that you have to be with another person for it to be valid.
No, you stupid bitch. Listen to me. What do you mean preconceived notions? No, you have a mental disorder. Like you're a sociopath. That's what you are. Everybody should like themselves a lot, absolutely. But you shouldn't be like, you know what? There's nothing better than staring at myself while I fucking make myself come.
When I think about myself, I touch myself. I don't want...
Everybody should love themselves, but I think you should be with other people.
She spoke to Metro.com or UK, whatever, to explain how she discovered orientation, what it entails.
It's always UK. There's always a lot of weird shit
England's
going on in UK.
Closet.
They're real trailblazers when it comes to weirdo sexual
freaks. There's some weird shit.
Freaks.
US, we have our share. Let's not be on... But... Well, I think some people left there when they came to America for a reason. There was some freaky shit going on. They're like, hey, we don't want to be a part of this.
We're Puritans over here. I do think, it definitely has to do with the
people who stayed.
Their political or their system with a queen. It's very old school.
She said, my definition of autosexuality is being attracted to yourself. I've been attracted to myself for as long as I've been cognizant of attraction.
Man, people are really emboldened to speak their mind, even when they sound like total lunatics like this lady.
Can you imagine working for this woman or she comes to apply for a job and you're just like, I don't want to know any. Like, this is way too much information. I don't want to fucking look at her and be like, this lady's fingering herself with a cucumber when she goes home.
No, the cucumber, she needs her fingers.
Yeah, it's true. My earliest memories of checking myself out in the mirror and feeling attraction happened around age 7. I didn't learn the term autosexual until after I graduated college in 2013.
Dude, this is like American Psycho. Patrick Bateman's looking in the mirror at himself the whole time while he's fucking. It's like that style.
My attraction to myself made me confused at times. Once I learned about autosexuality, I was glad there was a word for my experience. All they need is like three other people, and they're like, oh, I'm not a freak. We're all in this together.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I've recognized myself as being in a relationship with myself since I was in college. I just didn't have the vocabulary.
But like, dude, aren't we all in a relationship with ourselves? I mean, what do you mean? What does this mean?
Hey, don't hit on her, man, at the bar. She's in a relationship with herself. She's not into dudes. She's not into dudes.
Do you mind? I've been dating myself for the past 10 years.
What if she sees someone who looks just like her? Then do you cheat on yourself with that person? Like if you have a doppelganger and you're like, oh, look at that fucking piece of ass.
I think maybe then you found the ultimate narcissistic release. You're like, now I have... Dude,
by the long lost twin?
What does this even mean? Like, we're all... I mean, what do you mean? Everybody's fucking masturbating. I mean, we're all playing with our fucking vaginas and our cocks. And
only a select few are imagining themselves, though, when they're doing it.
But everybody's in a relationship with themselves. I mean, you have to live with yourself on a daily basis. What do you fucking mean?
She said, before that, I still had sexual and romantic feelings about myself, but I always assumed a relationship had to be another person in order to be valid. I now realize that my relationship with myself is just as valid as any other relationship.
No, it means nobody likes you, and you have to resort to somehow compressing or making this in your mind seem all right, that everyone hates you because you're probably an asshole.
You've gone through men, you've gone through women, you've tried animals, you're like, it's just me.
And none of them come back.
Though sologamy, married to oneself, is not widely practiced, it's not a new idea. Growing numbers of people are saying I do to themselves, though it's not currently legal anywhere in the world, unfortunately. This lady's been engaged to herself for some time. She's not ready to say I do. What's the hesitation?
Are you kidding me?
That means she's not into it. She should think about this. And do I want to be with someone who's not ready to tie the knot?
Dude, by the way, what are the conversations like with this fucking lady?
I think she talks to herself, I would imagine.
I know, but if you can't be like, all right, I'm going to marry myself.
She does voice memos on her phone sex, and then plays them back.
Oh, listen to that voice.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Fucking wet my pants.
Jesus, I'm so horny.
God, this chair is drenched.
She does have a ring. She has a ring, bought one for herself. Although I will one day be my own wife, I'm enjoying the feeling of being engaged. She wants to go through the feeling of being engaged.
Get the mental help that you need because you need a lot of it. I mean, can we stop putting, put a label on it, but also label it as an extreme mental disorder.
This is the first time I've ever been engaged to anyone. I'm glad it's with myself. I try to be a good lover unto myself. This article says myself about 8,000 times. The relationship I have with myself is special. I sometimes get butterflies in my stomach when I think of myself. I know I can always turn to myself if I'm having a problem. I love myself for my own uniqueness, creativity, and beauty.
This sounds like just... it sounds like anybody. It's kind of like, I like being me.
you know why this isn't a relationship? You have to worry about farting in front of yourself or
yeah,
what the person
taking
thinks,
dumps in front of yourself.
What the person thinks of your genitals if they're not erect.
Dude, I can't even wrap my head around this right now. It's really, it's giving me a headache thinking about it.
It's too much.
Because it's one person, but it's two people. It's confusing.
She's written about her experiences of being autosexual, wants more people to explore their relationships with themselves. I want other autosexuals to know it's okay to be attracted to yourself.
No,
who's beating anyone? No one's beating you. That you may be shunned socially, but no one's gonna fucking
dude.
No one's gonna beat somebody. Be like, you're into yourself. You're a freak.
That's like being like, hey, dude. Hey, I mean, yeah, if you're schizophrenic, that's cool. But I would recommend getting some help. You'll probably have a better life. I mean, are you kidding me?
Is she gonna adopt by herself?
Dude, I hope this lady does not have a fucking child. She should not legally be allowed to.
We're entering a very strange period of sexuality.
Would you see that dude that had a baby?
Which, oh yeah, I heard about that.
He what do they call it? Identifies as a man.
But is a woman.
Well, no.
Was a
woman. He's a man.
Yeah, was.
No, he is a woman. Okay. He just gave birth to a baby.
Oh, so he's, okay.
He
so
identifies as a man.
Got it.
He's on the fucking.
So that's,
he's on the testosterone. Full beard. Dude, Google a picture of this guy.
Wow.
And the husband is a dude.
Hold on.
And the husband also has a beard. So it's two bearded men. One just gave birth to a child and they're laying in a hospital bed.
People magazine covering it.
Hey, man, I get it. You're a woman. I understand you identify as a man. You just gave birth, though. So biologically, you're not a fucking man. But please.
Yeah, doesn't that take away from your manliness?
Dude, can we just pick? Can you not have a baby and have a beard? Like, it just, can we just pick?
Look at those nips.
It's crazy. I know. I had them cut off.
Wiley Simpson.
It's crazy.
He's 28.
It's very strange.
Looks like a dude. I'll give
Wiley
that. Yeah,
looks like
that.
A dude. He had the tits cut off. Still has a vagina.
Look at that belly. Gee, that's the craziest picture I've ever seen.
I know,
in
dude.
My life.
It's so weird.
Fuck.
Because it looks like a pregnant dude.
Who knew that Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie Junior was
it'd be the real deal
ahead of its time.
The beard is the crazy part to me. Like the beard and the belly.
Looks like a dude who's into like magic. He has like gauge earrings.
Yeah,
a man bun, like a weird, like a almost an Abe Lincoln-ish beard.
And I'm not saying that any of this is wrong. What I'm saying is it's very odd. It's so like
unconventional.
I get it, but like clearly the beard was growing for some sort of crazy dichotomy between the pregnant belly and this fucking facial hair.
I guarantee every medical person they're like, "Okay, look. You're going to go in there.
You give them the buffer.
Like there's it's okay. It's someone who identifies as a man. They're like, all right, they're like, this is a birth.
He just had a baby.
So there's another guy with a beard.
No, so his wife just had a baby. No. He had the baby.
Yes.
He has a beard. The husband also has a beard.
They're like, wait, how does he identify as a man if he had a baby? We don't know. Don't ask.
Technically, he's a woman, but don't say that. He's a man.
He had to sell his pussy back up.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
It's just a real, it was a jarring photo.
Yeah,
which I think which is an interesting thing because I think he's like, oh, you shouldn't be shocked by this, which is fine. But like, just from coming from a regular society, when you see that, you're immediately like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
I think you got to know it's going to be jarring.
But sometimes people are not like, how dare you?
No, I think that is probably his mindset. But it's like, how can you? You're like probably one of the first ever to do this.
Yeah, I think there was publicly. That one other guy. But I don't think he had a beard. There was one other guy. I think it was a little while ago. But he didn't have the beard.
That must really upset men who become women. Who are like, I can't give birth.
Because
that is a big advantage if you're a woman who identifies as a man.
Yeah.
And you keep your vagina, you can still have a baby.
I guess if you're bisexual, this is the greatest thing ever. You're like, it's a dude up top and a woman down below.
Or if you're
like if you're married to him and you're bisexual,
or if he's autosexual, he can.
Oh yeah,
he can be like I have men, I have women. I'm like a auto bisexual.
There was that guy I used to call in the Love Line, and he was the hermaphrodite with like a full blown pussy and a full blown wiener.
It's pretty rare, I would guess.
Very rare. Yeah, he kept both.
Wow.
so he could like finger himself and jerk off at the same time.
He was like the first ever of like any bathroom goes.
Yeah.
He was a trailblazer.
But
could he stick his own dick in his own pussy?
I don't know. I'm sure he's tried it.
Plug the outlet.
Sometimes you get a real tiny wiener. It's not like a big old beaver.
A tiny wiener with a huge clit.
Yeah.
It's like the movie Twins.
It's like the movie Big. Big old clit.
Let's stick in the food world. Not that last one did, but.
I mean, I get it.
This is from Barb.
Crazy fucking situation.
I think Barb was planning. Barb was planning a trip to Australia, and I guess saw this ad and was thinking about going to this. This is in Perth. There's this lady named Diana, which it says is not a real name. Which is like, who cares? And either way, but so she was going through a difficult breakup, and she bravely decided she was ready to put herself out there once more. And she said the world's moved on since she was last single. She said it's all online. She said she finds Tinder and online dating so confronting and so much like work. You have to take photos of yourself that you don't hate, make yourself stand out on paper in a two-dimensional sense, give someone a good impression.
What kind of job do you have? Because honestly, it takes like an hour and then you're done and you're good to go. And you don't have to update the photos. Like, you're pretty much done.
She said, read other people's profiles. So many people just don't like who they are in a photo and don't know how to talk about themselves. Like, really free overthinking it. She said, if I was to meet someone, I love the idea of reaching out for the same tin of pumpkin soup at the supermarket. I've never heard of pumpkin soup. Maybe an Australian thing.
Wait, what? So this lady's fantasizing. Her fantasy is like to meet somebody. We both grab the same can of pumpkin soup.
Yeah, and you're like, and hey, then, you're a good looking.
Hey, look at you.
Hey there.
We're both watching the same kangaroo.
Oh, look at that pumpkin soup. Hey, wait,
is that crocodile stew you got there? That sounds like a real bumpkin.
Want to suck my didgeridoo? she said, you might think a person like this who hates the thought of Tinder would rather meet someone over soup at the grocery store would never have contemplated naked speed dating, but think again.
So dude, what?
So she heard about the Bear It All naked speed dating event and signed up and was psyching herself up to go to a Burragoon event. And I don't know what that is. No. You go on 20 days fully in the nude, 4 minutes each, butt fucking naked. She said, in a way, somehow being naked.
Are there towels? Do you bring your own towel to the chair?
It covers that. It says, in a way, somehow being naked in front of a bunch of strangers actually seemed less confronting than putting myself out there on a dating app. What are you, fucking crazy? What do you have to hide? Is this lady killed people? Like, what are your skeletons?
Dude, you know what? It sounds like work is going to a naked speed date.
Like, what? You bring clothes?
You think you're going to meet somebody?
Do you bring
this?
Sandals? Like, what are your footwear?
This lady sounds like some sort of cockhound who like wants to see what you're packing beforehand.
She said, I've been trying to build my confidence for a while, challenge myself, try new things. It's like, there's a limit to that.
Yeah. Then I'll tell you what. Fucking take a Pilates class. Go skydiving.
Change your hair color. Get a new haircut. What are you doing? So I told my housemate about it. She's a person who'll try anything. We decided to go together. On Thursday, she received an email from the organizer canceling the event due to a large difference in gender numbers. I'm going to say there's like two women.
It was her
and her roommate,
and
probably
9,000 men.
That registered, promising to refund the ticket money and to try to hold another event soon. No women are going to go to this.
They don't need to.
Yeah, why would you bother with this?
You know how crazy this is? You could meet. You're not going to get a clear read on somebody when your tits are out.
You know who would love this? Andrew DeWitt.
Oh, dude.
He would love it.
Sure. He would love it.
Diana said she'd seen from the website that the 5:30 p.m. session on Friday had only sold a couple of tickets for each gender. While the 8 p.m. sold out all 20 male tickets, but only 7 females, which I think they may have goosed the numbers.
Yeah, there's
no
way.
Convinced a wait staff member to get in there herself. Says, we need more women. Why are Perth women so vanilla? She said. She's upset.
Fuck you.
Then you just go hey, organize a
sign
in the backyard.
Not everybody's a fucking porn star that wants to go out and fucking show their asshole to everybody on a first before they even get to know them.
She said, I searched online for naked speed dating. It's apparently popular in the UK. I read an article about how it wasn't for all. Hard body 20-somethings, but regular people. So you're getting like, you know, the fat accountant. Who wants to see this? Why not just see him in clothes? You don't have an imagination. Get a picture of what the guy looks like naked.
Dude, by the way, rather meet somebody clothed.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than clothed when you're into somebody.
And you see it.
And then you finally earned the right to go in there and take a peek at it naked.
You build up the tension. You see it right away. Then you're going completely backwards.
Yeah.
Then you're like, hey, what's your personality? Like, I've seen your dick.
Yeah, I've seen your fucking asshole.
I've smelled your hairy ass. I've
smelled your raunchy pussy. Smelled your dirty fucking nutsack.
Seen your saggy tits and C-section scars. What else are you into?
Seen the herpes on the tip of your dick.
Well, it was a one-time thing, okay? Originally, the event was for 18 to 30-year-olds. Then they extended it to 24 to 45, which would be getting some good clientele into that 40 to 45 range.
They extended it.
You know people are lying about their age, like some 68-year-old man.
Hey,
like,
I'm 22.
What are you talking about?
I'm just real weathered.
I'm 30.
I'm real weather beaten.
She said, I recently turned 30, and in no way do I have a perfect body. I'm pretty normal, not overweight, but I am lumpy and bumpy in places.
Oh, perfect for speed dating. Naked speed dating.
Yeah, why wouldn't you get out there? I like the idea of this is me. No pretense, three-dimensional. Hey, ladies, dude, so paranoid about online dating that this sounds good to you?
You'll have plenty of time to go in and be like, this is me, like it or not. Trust me. Why put that shitty... when you go on a date, why don't you just show up in sweatpants, no fucking bra, and like a stained t-shirt?
And hairy armpits. We need to convince Little to do this somewhere.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, going to Baltimore, naked speed dating in the Marriott ballroom.
Can you imagine some lady goes, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. Yeah, your tits are sagging.
Look at those things. Look at those nips. So,
at the minute anyone would say anything about John, oh, you're talking about me?
You think I got a gut?
Yeah.
Look at your fupa.
You seen yourself in the mirror, stretch marks?
What do you wear, a seatbelt? He starts freaking.
You probably got a smoke detector.
Bushman and John Little. Naked dating.
Dude, you know what we should do one night?
She grabbed my dick. She grabbed my stuff.
Break into John Little's house and start a fire. See if he can smell it.
If he doesn't know a smoke detector. And then put a seatbelt on him in his bed.
I can't get out. See, that's why you don't wear seatbelts.
She said, you can't account for chemistry in an app, nor can you in naked speed dating.
Yeah, how do you know that you have chemistry with somebody who's naked speed dating? What are you talking about? You think you're going to get to know somebody in 4 minutes?
She said, but to be honest, I wasn't thinking anything would come from a date-wise. Then why go?
By the way, how is this even news?
She said, if I met someone, hey, it was a bonus. But it was really about trying something new and different and pushing myself to get out of my comfort zone.
Then fucking try a restaurant you haven't been to that serves fucking, I don't know, Ethiopian food.
Go skydiving. Get a tattoo. Organizers had specified security would be in attendance, photography was banned, and attendees would be given a robe, with anyone getting cold feet able to wear their underwear in the robe. That's horseshit.
No, then that's not legit.
It said with the option to strip down as they relax. But say, then you can look at everyone naked.
No, you got to go in there. You got to be 100%.
I want waitstaff.
What if you're just a pervert?
I want people working in the restaurant naked.
Yeah, man. If you go in there and you're naked... Everybody has to be naked. No fucking robes with your panties on.
Then go to robe dating.
That it's not for you.
Yeah. The only thing they didn't specify was would towels be on seats or whether it was a BYO kind of situation. She said, I would bring a dental dam, a towel, multiple things.
I would bring a bottle of Windex.
She said, I don't want to sit in anyone's butt sweat. I feel like that's something a lady should say for a few dates at least. Great sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, also, I hope you never sit in anybody's butt sweat your whole life. I've never sat in butt sweat.
Ugh. That you know of. They should be in a sauna to get like some sweat going.
They should have to blindfold and fuck. It should be glory hole meetups.
I'm doing this new dating. It's naked dating.
It's called Berlin sex dungeon dating.
He's still talking about that Berlin. He wants to get back there.
Really?
I think he said he's like been trying to convince... his agents that he needs to move there for a while. And they're like,
to Berlin?
Yeah. And they're like, why? They're like, no, everything you do, you're like, main hub is the U.S. He's like, I need to get back to Berlin because he loves that club so much.
What did he? All he did was ketamine, some ecstasy, and then he never even made it down to sex dungeon.
I think that haunts him as well.
Dude, I think somebody, I think he finally lived his dream of like some dude blowing him.
It could be.
But he was like, oh, he's wearing a mask.
I need to get back to Sven. He's in Berlin. I love him.
Who loves a fucking club? I mean, I've been to some cool bars and stuff. Never where I'd like, I got to move there.
I went to a mini golf course I liked in Kansas City. I didn't say I got to move there. He calls his reps to, like, imagine the conversations they must have with him.
You mean behind his back?
A weekly basis. They're like, did you hear from Ari? Now he wants to move to Berlin to go to this sex club. They're like, can you talk to him?
Dude, his new hour is going to be called Berlin Sex Club.
He might do it in the club. First ever Glory Hell comedy special.
Dude, it's insane. Who's like, you imagine, how insane does this sound to like regular people? Because this is a guy whose job he's talking to is his people who get him work and be like, what, every job needs to be near the sex club?
Imagine going to your boss and saying, hey, is it cool if I work remotely from Europe? Because there's this awesome sex club that I got to be near. They're like, wait, what?
I went there last year, but I didn't go.
I did drugs. I'm in my mid-40s. It was awesome. I love it. I need more of it.
Dude, I can only imagine the people that were in there. They probably all look like Ari.
I bet he was like a 10, and that's why he needs to be back there.
Oh, he's like, probably, yeah, these slobs.
Look at me, I'm a model. Dude, got APAC apps.
I tell you, it was not that great if you didn't go down to the sixth dungeon.
He didn't even think of it. That's how good of a time it was, though. That's how fun it was that he didn't even get into the best part because he was having so much fun. He was dancing. He said he never dances, and he was dancing up a store.
I can only dance in Berlin, it turns out.
Dance like no one's watching you in a Berlin sex club. It was the best thing I've ever done.
Dude, why did you go to an American sex club?
I could see him in the airport just looking in the direction he thinks the club is and crying as he steps on the plane.
Dude, there's a threesome club down in L.A. or some sort of orgy club down in downtown L.A.
He needs to explore these places.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but if you want to. I don't trust orgy people anymore.
What a strange man. It's one of the strangest out there.
Dude, you can go there. Remember my buddy that lives in fucking Nashville? He was talking about the sex club in Nashville.
Yeah, there's sex clubs everywhere.
He was down in the basement. He was taking looks.
Did he move? Is that why I moved to Nashville?
No. It's just a perk of living there.
So who knows? Stay tuned. Will Ari move to Berlin? Will he not?
Put that on BetDSI.
It's a joy to work at this club.
We should call him right now and ask him if he's going to fucking Berlin.
He would be. If he answered, he would be irate with the question.
What do you mean? What is this?
Fuck you guys. You go fuck yourself. This is on the air. I will not sign a release.
If you air this, I'll sue you, and he would sue us.
Yes, he would.
No, he calls people all the time on there.
He also still mentions people's names and specials, first and last. That's his policy.
Never learns.
Let's see this one last thing. We'll get out of here. This is from Jerry, speaking to Jerry McFly. This is the Ken Kratz full text conversation.
Oh, man.
Ken Kratz.
If you don't know, Making a Murderer, Ken Kratz put the Das Man away, put the Avery Man away.
Yep.
Now who knows whether they did it or not? It's not what this is about. This is about is Ken Kratz is a big
is he a prosecutor
and he's a piece of shit.
Is he a big old fat pervert with a mustache who sounds like Paul Bearer?
So he was prosecuting men that were beating women, and the women that had been abused, he was hitting up in text messages, and these are the text messages.
So this woman, this is 2009, this case.
You got to do the voice, too.
Yeah, she was sent a series of inappropriate texts to she was, as you said, a female domestic violence victim. He was prosecuting the woman's ex-boyfriend for allegedly strangling her. He sent upwards of 30 sexually suggestive messages to the victim. She told investigators she felt threatened by the messages and was afraid that if she did not do what he wants, he'll throw out her whole case. The scandal led to Kratz's resignation as the Calumet County District Attorney after the governor sought his removal.
But don't worry, he wrote a book and then went on a speaking tour.
Yeah, this guy has made more money off the Das Man than
anybody. I honestly think he had a plan that this will be such a high profile case that
I'll put the Das Man away and I'll ride it forever.
I think that's what he thought.
The text messages he sent led to resignation now public. Here's one of them. It was nice talking with you! ! Feel free to text me between 8 and 4. Was this guy a fucking cable? Coming over to fix your cable? He gives the text. Who gives a time frame to text back?
Business hours, dude. He's trying to keep it professional in case this comes back to bite him in his big old fat ass.
If you are bored, you have such potential. See ya, Ken, in all caps, in a parentheses, your favorite DA.
I love. What does the potential mean? By the way, this is such grooming.
Yes.
He's such a fucking sexual predator.
But he's not good at it.
No, it's the worst.
That was the first message in a 3-day series of texts used in the woman's civil suit against Kenny, obtained by Radar Online.
I love the last one. Let's get the middle. Let's get some meat.
Kratz followed up. No text yet today. I'm feeling ignored. Are you even up yet? According to Radar, the woman replied that she was ill, and Kratz offered to bring her soup and a margarita.
He's like, "Oh, you're sick?
You know what's going to be great? A margarita and some soup. It's a great combo.
How about some fajitas? Meet me down at Applebee's.
Oh, you have diarrhea? I'll bring a margarita, some Mexican food, and some Quaaludes." What a fucking idiot. At 11:30 a.m. on the same day, the victim told Kratz she was sick. His text became even more aggressive. "I know this is wrong. I'm such an honest guy and straight shooter."
By the way, number one sign of a fucking lying piece of shit.
Straight shooter.
"I'm an honest guy.
I'm a straight shooter.
You can trust me.
But I have to know more about you. Are you the kind of girl that likes secret contact with an older married elected DA? The riskier the better."
Are you kidding me? Dude, what
the riskier.
How
the
is this
better.
Guy not in jail?
What a fucking scumbag.
How is this guy not in jail?
He then wrote back, "Still wondering if I'm worth it. Can I help you answer any questions?"
What a fucking... Dude, I would love to beat the shit out of this guy.
He said, "Why would such a successful, respected attorney be acting like he's in seventh grade? Are you worried about me?"
I am, yeah. We all are.
It sounds like she was worried about you, Ken.
How is this guy... Remember, because season three or season two, Making a Murderer, he was in that camera's face a lot. How could you show your face after doing this?
They should put him in the Das Man's cell. And just have him spend the rest of the Das Man sentence.
You know what would happen? Ken Kratz would turn Das Man into his bitch.
He'd fuck him.
Yeah, he would totally
manipulate him. You got a lot of potential, Brendan. You got a lot of potential, Brendan. Yeah, spread those cheeks. I'm the, you like a relationship with an inmate? Former DA? Former elected DA?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you spread them cheeks then?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's when you put one hand on your right butt cheek, one on your left butt cheek, you pull them apart.
I'm going to tell the warden you're doing weird stuff.
What, are you worried about me? You worried I'm messing with the ice machine? I'll help you stop those guys messing with that ice machine.
Yeah, I'm your number two. I'll
also take a number two on your chest.
You set me up with Steven. We'll call it all. Everything's even.
I want to have a Making a Murderer season threesome.
Can you give me Scott's home number?
I'll tell you, your mom's a pretty hot lady.
Yeah, I'll swing with your whole family.
Has your mom ever been beaten by a man?
I don't know.
Because I only like survivors of domestic violence.
I don't know. Ask Peter.
Oh, I like Peter myself.
Peter's a big doughboy.
I like bird talk.
Wouldn't mind letting him slob on this former elected DA's knob.
Peter, you want to ride my mustache?
What?
You heard me.
Who's your favorite wrestler? I like, I'm an old school guy. I like Marty Jannetty.
Haven't heard back from you, Peter. Texted you a few times. You all right?
My phone's busted. I can't hardly use it.
I'll tell you what, my nut's busted thinking about you.
Thinking about coming an autosexual. I love my own voice.
By the way, he could. It would be a... it wouldn't be like a homosexual relationship because he sounds like a woman.
The victim told Kratz she wasn't going to lie. She was uncomfortable with his behavior, but did that stop Kenny Kratz?
Hell no. Kenny Kratz is a closer.
Double K.
Kenny Kratz is a goddamn closer.
Coffee's for Kenny Kratz.
He gets all the coffee he wants.
It says, "You should never lie to me!" Exclamation point. He's like, I'm with you. I'm all about it.
Obviously, we have talents, and this to offer that the other is intrigued by, or you would have called me creepy. You want to accept?
What the fuck does that
mean? Dude, he's ABCing it. He's a district attorney.
Jesus,
be closing
the used car game of fucking sexting scumbaggery. On October 21st, 2009, Kratz began to verbally attack the domestic abuse victim when it became clear she was not into it.
Think of the context of this. This guy's in the ultimate power position.
Yeah.
She just got strangled by her fucking boyfriend. This guy's supposed to put him away. Now he's fucking attacking you?
He's preying on
his... Is what a fucking
the woman
breach of trust.
Was elected to work for. He says... He texted,
"It would go slow enough for Shannon's case to get done. Remember, it would be special enough to risk all."
He's alluding to the fact that his sexual...
Does he have kids? Does this guy have kids?
I'll look him up in a second. He alluded to the fact that his sexual fantasy about her would last the duration of her former boyfriend's abuse case, which is classy.
Okay, of course. Hey, by the way, I just want to let you know, not only am I an honest guy, I'm a straight shooter, but I guarantee you, before I fuck you, we're going to close this case out.
That's how my parents met. My dad was a DA. My mom was going through a terrible domestic violence case, and he coerced her into having relations with him.
Before he ate...
He wrote letters to her, though. It was old school.
That's right. King Kratz, like, before I eat your pussy, I'll make sure I put your boyfriend in jail.
He's like, you want to see my notes? What the fuck? Fucking creep. So she didn't respond to that. Kratz kept on coming.
Did he take it well?
He demeaned her. He talked himself up. He said, hey, miscommunication. What's the sticking point? Your low self-esteem and you fear you can't play in my big sandbox? This fucking... Wow. Ken Kratz, you are a piece of shit.
Why can't we lynch this guy?
How dare this guy appear on season 2 doing a press tour talking shit about the Das Man? Yeah. You're going to do all this?
Saying he did his job right, clearly. Dude, we should be able to drag this guy down the street in the back of a pickup truck, man.
Eric Heitz should ride his bike over this man's body until he dies.
Over his nut. He should have his balls and dick cut off.
Playing my big sandbox?
What a fucking dickhead.
What does that even mean?
But by the way, this is all hypothetical.
Why is he in a sandbox?
All the things that we say should happen to him are all hypothetical.
What if he does have a sandbox that he was texting from? She's like, what?
It's a huge sandbox. Takes up my whole backyard.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, you want to play in it, Brandon?
Is it a beach?
Hey, I'm going to bury something in there. It might be my dinky. Might be some bodies. Who knows? It might be my doo-doo because I took a crap in here earlier.
Ken Crap.
How is this guy allowed to walk the earth?
Yeah. And he had a lady with him when he went into the court.
Yeah, I think his wife and he was really, left him. He's got a new lady.
Why wouldn't you leave him?
Who looked like she was fucking had a lobotomy. She looked brain dead.
I could only imagine his text game to her to get her.
Hey, have you heard stuff about me? You may want to Google me. Come play in my sandbox and ride my tricycle.
You want to know how serious I am about fucking?
I lost my job because of it. I wrote a book about texting women because I'm great.
He said to this lady,
you may look good at first glance, but women that are blonde, 6 feet tall, legs, and great bodies don't like to be shown off or to please their men.
What does that even mean?
Dude, when I read that, I didn't even know what he was talking about.
Here's the classic.
Because he's saying that she's so hot that, by the way, I don't think he's 6 foot, so it's like probably way taller than him. He's saying
she's so hot she doesn't like to show it off.
She's so hot that she's not going to work hard in the bedroom to earn his respect.
Oh, so he's like, you're not something even like worth that. Me trying to get a blowjob.
Something like that.
Here's the classic Ken Kratz soundbite.
I'm the attorney. I have the $350,000 house. I have the six-figure career. You may be the tall, young, hot nymph, but I'm the prize.
Which, if you ever have to say that I'm the prize, I don't think you're the prize.
I love the $350,000 house. I clearly don't live in California because that'll buy you nothing. That'll buy you a studio apartment.
Yeah, he's in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
I like how he throws that. By the way, this house, $350,000. Yeah, I'm six-figure income. I'm the prize.
Final text came on October 22nd, 2009.
I would not expect you to be the other woman. I would want you to be so hot and treat me so well that you'd be the woman. Are you that good?
I love this guy. Dude, this is such predatory behavior.
Jesus.
That he's like challenging her. Do you think you really think you could satisfy me?
Shockingly,
it had to have worked on somebody.
He settled this out of court with her, paid her off.
Dude, his nutsack should be crushed with a fucking hammer.
Let's see if he has any dumbass.
By the way,
any kids.
Again, hypothetical. I don't want Ken Kratz coming to sue the show because he seems like the kind of guy that would.
He might listen to the show.
Oh, look at him talk about me. I was a fan until you guys started getting involved in my life.
It says Kenneth R. Kratz, also known as Ken Kratz.
Okay, that's what I know him as.
I graduated University of Wisconsin, Whitewater.
What's the R stand for? Raper?
Marquette Law School.
He went to Marquette? Yeah. Well, I guess he's in that neck of the woods. I had some friends who went to Marquette.
Here's a sexting scandal.
Did his wife leave him? Did he lose that $350,000 house?
I'm the six-figure.
Not say anything, but
I have the six-figure book deal. I'm on all the talk shows.
I'm the pundit.
Dude, we should call him up, try to get him to promote the show and just fucking mock him. I bet we could. I bet we could hit him up on Twitter.
Ken, how you doing?
Can we talk for a minute about those awesome text messages? You really
I can't
know.
See anything if he has any kids or not.
It probably
did like a sweep of his name online.
I think probably now the only thing that you'll read about is his sexting controversy and his appearance on Making a Murderer.
This pervert's been on Dr. Phil.
Talking about what?
This says Ken Kratz freaks out when his sexting abuse goes public in a clip.
Oh, seriously?
It says why attorney featured Making a Murderer blames Dr. Phil.
Oh, he probably...
He may have shot.
I bet he was on there when the documentary...
Oh, Dr. Phil told him, did you bully a confession out of this boy?
Dr. Phil, I'm the minx here. Dr. Phil, I'm the one with the six figures.
I make eight figures, motherfucker.
Listen to me, Ken.
Dr. Phil made $80 million last year.
I'm the man who browbeat Eric Heitz. You don't talk down to me.
You have a $350,000 house? One of my cars costs as much as that.
Listen to me, Phil, you piece of shit.
You're in the big... talk about a sandbox. I got the biggest sandbox around.
Yeah, it said...
What a fucking dope.
Yeah, it said Kenny Kratz was on, and he really had, a battle with like some opposing people.
Dude, his fucking ego won't allow him. Why would you go on all these shows? They're all going to shit on you. He loves the fame, man. He got a little taste of it, and he can't stop. Also, I don't know whether career he's
going to have. Ken Kratz on Twitter? Is this his Twitter?
I think he is on Twitter because he has to promote that fucking book.
This is his new wife. It says, more love from my awesome wife to the Brewers especially. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
He's on there. We should hit him up. Hey,
Kenny.
Got a big podcast. Yeah, we want to fucking have you on.
12,000 followers.
It's crazy.
Last tweeting on February 6th.
It's all like people are like, fuck the Das Man.
Tweeting about the Milwaukee, he loves Milwaukee sports. Is Milwaukee Brewers, Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Buck fucks.
We should do a Ken Kratz, Milwaukee BetDSI special.
Oh, by the way, I think next episode we should write the letter to Das Man on air.
Okay, I'll write a note to do that.
And then we'll mail it out so we can get some correspondence going and we'll have a whole new section where Das Man writes us back. That's old Kenny, man. He's a good guy. Good dude, that Ken. I'll hit him up on Twitter and see if he wants to call.
Here's what Leah Kratz said. This is a taste of the wonderful, intelligent people who flood my inbox every day. Keep it classy. Truthers. Why would anybody want to bring children to a world full of these kinds of people? She wrote to Leah Kratz. I hope what happens to Teresa happens to your daughter and your fat fuck husband is convicted.
By the way, I don't agree. I feel terrible for his child, but I do agree with the fat fuck husband. I hope nothing bad happens to those kids. They don't deserve it.
No, the kids don't deserve any of it.
That fat fuck husband, yeah, I definitely agree
with. He does deserve it. And he put his kids in a bad position.
I definitely like where this lady's head's at. So wait, is there more to it?
That was it.
Okay.
Ken Kratz weighs in on politics. I mean, just shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No one wants your shitty opinion.
Dude, I'll tell you what he did is just below rape. Just below rape. Really is. Like a lady who's fucking having a tough time. This guy.
Yeah.
It might be up there with rape. It might be same level as rape.
Who marries this fucking guy? And she looks way younger than him, by the way.
Dude, who can turn down that $350,000 house and that six-figure income?
His wife's really taking on the Twitter warrior. She's like, oh, you guys want to come after me?
By the way, dumbest thing you could ever do, fight the internet.
And she's like doing all these crazy tweets, too. That's probably how they met. I was on Twitter. Oh, you're here. Real hot mink.
Does she not believe what happened? That's what I want to know. How does this lady go with Kratz? Does she not believe that he sent those text messages, or is he like, I'm different now, I've changed? Then again, people marry fucking convicted murderers.
She says, somebody said, like, I can't believe you, like, you're applauding people suffering. I don't know if this is Steven or Brendan. She says, his wife says, it breaks her poor widow heart that I celebrate the continued incarceration of a ruthless, merciless killer who's been trying to scam the system to letting him out for years. What the fuck ever, lady.
This lady's a real piece of work, too.
Oh, I love the way you talk.
You got real pizzazz.
Oh, you got sass. You're a pistol girl.
You remember when you were a domestic violence victim? Yeah. I sent you that text that said, you think you can handle this? Oh, she's reading a Trump, The Art of the Deal book, and she's like, oh, all I need is a highlighter for this great piece of literature.
She loves it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
They love it.
He said, hey, guys, Stevie's still sitting in a jail cell. Keep dragging ass, Kathleen. We love it. What do you have nothing to do with this, lady? Why are you talking shit to Stephen's lawyer? You're a fucking husband who's a pervert. What are you, crazy?
He should be in jail with him.
She said, I don't know who loves Ken more, me or Vita. Look at Ken with his dog here. The dog's just licking him.
Oh, God. Ken looks like a disgusting fucking...
He looks like Gomer Pyle, like what you would expect Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
Like now, after he got out of fucking the military?
Yeah, after he got out
of
NOM.
Now he's on disability, sitting in his fucking double wide.
Rides a little rascal.
Oh, man. Ken Kratz probably has a KFC jacuzzi in his backyard.
Oh, look at this. Look what I got.
Wonder if this lady, I think she said she went to law school. I wonder if like she worked for him or something, or they met.
This lady went to law school?
She said, karma is my favorite bitch. What a great sense of humor on Leah Kratz.
This guy's got a real foul mouth.
Yeah.
I like the way you talk dirty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll get you to stop swearing by putting this cock in your mouth.
Oh, man. You're a hot piece. Come play in my big sandbox.
Is that his butthole? Like, what is his sandbox?
His pubes? I don't know.
Yeah, get in there. Dig your finger in that sandbox. Watch the sand pour out.
Yeah, they're freaky ladies.
The Kratzes.
Dude, that'd be a great sitcom. The Kratzes. One's a fucking pervert online all day. The other's battling fucking internet trolls.
And then they just go home and fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Ken, I saw your...
She's like, Ken, I saw your appearance.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
Ken, I saw your appearance on TV. Man, you're hot.
Dude, you know who you sound like? That Theranos chick, Elizabeth Holmes.
Who?
You know that Theranos, the lady who developed the thing where a drop of your blood, you could test for all these diseases and all this shit. And it turned out to be a huge scam, and the company was valued at like $1 billion.
That's what she sounds like?
Dude. So they say that she intentionally deepens her voice to make her sound more like a man. You could play a clip of her talking. It's pretty fucking good.
McAfee guy you talked about is really losing his shit.
Why?
Online.
Is he trying to run for president again?
Yeah, he's just like talking about like Wilcox and...
Oh, I saw that. By the way, dude, everybody running for president is a bunch of fucking psychos.
Yeah.
Everyone I've seen is a fucking psycho. They're all fucking psychos.
Shit's gone haywire.
Play a clip. Just type in Elizabeth Holmes like interview. She'll be like, oh yeah, then I was like, this
like
is
Buffalo
revolutionary.
Bill.
Yeah, she's
Buffalo
like,
Buffalo Bill meets Earl Skakel.
Was she a great big fat woman? Yeah.
What the fuck? Hold on one second.
It's she wears turtlenecks like Steve Jobs. Like the whole time. She is just, I don't even know who this lady is. They have a documentary coming out on HBO. There's also a podcast about her. I've been fascinated with this lady. I really got to dig in deep on her. I can't wait to see this fucking documentary. This lady, she just fascinates me. She's also, her boyfriend's like 70 years old. He was running the company with her. He's like some investment guy.
I'll worry about this later.
Yeah.
I got a tune up on the computer, so I just opened up Word and it's all fucked up.
Oh, you probably got to get it reinstalled.
Yeah.
David Taylor style.
Oh, here's the deal. I could do that for you in 1 minute.
Yeah, the DT man. Are you playing the...
Yeah.
Yeah. On. This one fucking... Second. But when you look at her face, the voice does not match what you think is about to come out of her mouth at all.
Congrats with love.
You can look up Crazy Money. Who's that guy? The bald guy. He had her on. That's
what's
the one
name?
I was... Elizabeth Holmes.
Okay. Hold on. Second.
She was on Mad Money with Stephen Kramer, I think. I think that's his name. Not Stephen Kramer, Glickman.
Elizabeth Holmes' voice comes up.
Yeah.
So she accidentally uses her real voice.
She accidentally uses her real voice? We can listen to both.
Here's what they say is her real voice.
Hey, it's me.
What happens when you work to change things? And first they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world. And I have to say, I personally was shocked to see that the Journal would publish something like this.
Oh, her voice, her deep baritone voice.
There's a deeper one.
Who joined was late in the day, and her excitement that he had received.
Everything about Elizabeth.
Associated with conventional processes for analyzing drugs and development or whatever aspects we may be applying our technology to, but...
That sounds
no,
like
it hasn't. Well,
go to Mad Money, Elizabeth Holmes interview, and then just skip ahead to her voice. Because when she's talking, I don't know what those interviews are from, but when she's on camera, she really fucking puts it on.
Oh, and so I was like,
it's a bizarre voice.
It must hurt your fucking, it must hurt your voice as well.
We do venous testing. So blood draws from the arm the traditional way. And starting in 2015, we announced.
All right, it's not the one. I'm trying. I don't know. I'll find the clip for next week and see. Hey, there's guys. It's one where it sounds like that.
She's like, hey, how's it going?
This is my natural speaking voice.
Oh, we'd be a good couple.
Yeah.
No one would know who's calling. We make reservations.
I would love to be a Kratz.
You want to be with me?
I'd love to play in your sandbox.
Ken, can I see your sandbox?
It was a metaphorical sandbox. Listen, Brendan, you're the hot young convict.
What if he decides he's going to go over to the defense and he's going to defend Brendan? He's going to get him off.
First, I'm going to get you off, and then I'm going to get you out of jail. But you got to get off in my mouth if you can handle it.
What a big fat pervert.
Do you want to fuck my sandbox?
Sandbox. Fuck you and your sandbox, Ken Kratz. You piece of shit.
All right. Well,
let's get out of here. Check out Beach Cops. Should have done this off the top.
I was going to play that earlier.
Check out Beach Cops. A lot of people asking, how do I see the video and picture content? You got to be a deputy. $10.
There's different tiers. You can just read the description. Pick the one that's right for you.
Yeah. We're not saying you have to see the video content. If you'd like to, you could.
Some people are, a lot of people are saying this is the craziest / funniest thing that they've ever heard in their life.
Last episode was a little controversial. It was a throwback to the Boner City tumultuous days.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what that's about? Then check it out.
Yeah, we should have done this earlier.
Yeah, should have.
Don't worry, there'll be plenty more episodes for us to promote Beach Cops.
We'll have a new Danish and O'Neill t-shirt up for sale pretty soon.
We'll also have a new show coming out.
Yeah, All Things Comedy. We're going to take a look at a cut of it next week. It'll be coming soon. Well, you guys will be the first to know.
And then hopefully it will be a weekly series.
Yeah, so we'll more to come on that.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see that series. See if you can come on me. Undertaker. Kate. That's my brother, Paul.
DO101.
What if it was really Paul Kratz?
Hey, Ken.
Oh, yes, Ken. I saw your tweets.
What'd you think, big brother?
I thought they were pretty perverted, Ken.
That's what I was going for. You're
fucking preying on victims of domestic violence. By the way, that's not the first time he did that either.
No, that's what I said. I go,
first woman.
I go, this is it. You don't warm up like that. Jesus. He was too confident. He's done it, and it's probably worked. I'm surprised nobody else came out. Who knows? Maybe settled with people before.
In the state of Wisconsin, you're protecting guys like that? You won't give Steve-O Avery a retrial?
Who knows? And again, we're not even sure he didn't do it.
No, but if you fuck
just
him
for
over,
this fucking Ken Kratz, just to piss off Ken Kratz, I want Avery out.
Ken and Leah Kratz.
Good shit on them.
All right, everybody, have a good week. Let's get out of here with some hot pepper in this speaker.
Oh, wait.
May or may not be broken.
By the way, Ken Kratz has 12,000 Twitter followers. He was also on one of the biggest documentaries in history.
Yeah.
He's such a piece of shit that he should have gotten a million off that.
Well, I think
he got 12,000 fucking assholes.
Ken's a polarizing figure.
No, but I'm saying that's what a piece of shit he is.
Yeah,
that this guy off of a massive show barely got a following of 12,000 psychos.
Das Man went on Twitter, he would get, I would guess.
I think he is on there, but it's his brother, and I think his brother's pushing his rap music.
Is it Bobby?
Yeah, it's
He's
all
like,
about
check
fucking
out this video of a woman getting her skull caved in.
Yeah, allegedly. It's all about burning cats and stuff. And
burning Kratz?
Burning cats and burning Kratz and cats.
All right, everybody, have a good week. Apologize for the speaker. Here we go.
Well, that's the number one
bestiality. Yeah, what is up with that thing?
You know what it could be is I got my computer fixed. Maybe somehow somehow affected it.
Oh, man, yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's go back to the song.
Okay.
There ain't no number two. Well, that's the number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish. And O'Neill.
There it goes.
That was a new segment. It's called Between the Theme Song.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Have a combo between the theme song.
Have a good week. Jimmy, grab my stuffing.